And this was Andrea Solomka and August Black.
And then there is Martin Brindle.
And Norbert Matt.
These are the actual members of Alien Productions. Also, Alien Productions is more a network or of different members, but we are kind of battery of this network. So this is, we are also the founding members of Alien Productions. Yes, I think the thought projector is based on an idea by Nikola Tesla, who formulated in 1930 that he had, at the end of the 19th century, he had the idea to photograph thoughts. And because it was very common at this time that one thought that if you think very strongly, and the image of your thought will appear on your retina, so on the back of your eye. And this is what Nikola Tesla's idea was about, that if you have the right device, then you can depict the image that's appearing on the background of your eye. And so it's more or less that the eye is not only a camera, so like it was, but also a sender.
Well, part of that idea was also that you would connect one eyeball to another eyeball. And that's supposedly how he came up with the idea for television.
So one could say that television is a kind of thought projector. It doesn't project the thoughts of people, but it does project thoughts into people.
And we had this idea years ago, but there was no device to realize this project. The first realization of this project was done a year ago with a camera, with a brand new camera from Zeiss company, which is 1.5 years old. And from that moment on, our project, we were able to realize our project because we had the device to realize it.
So basically what we do is we work with a medical device. So this is kind of an interlink to science also, that we have a very exact machine that really can or is able to produce relevant data. So this is kind of an interface which is used, that the point of departure is actually the eye of every visitor. So it's not interactive in this, but it's very dependent on the visitor, and it's very, very based. It's very work that's based on an individualistic picture. So what we do is that we take the first thing we do is that we take two pictures: one of the background of the eye, and one of the iris or the foreground.
And those pictures are then put in our system, and on two projections it is possible to see the thoughts of the people, the thought, what you had right in the moment when the picture was taken. And this picture is also sent to the internet, is visible on our website, and people can make commentary, can write messages or interpretations, and those interpretations come back into the exhibition.
Working with the eye, with data of the eye, has something to do with perception, and of course with light, with the camera. But it's not a camera that takes photos from the outside, but from the inside. And this is very new. I think that not so many people saw ever pictures of their inside. And this is a really new possibility that we have to look into one's body, and these are really very new steps in our perception, I think.
I think maybe it's by chance, or it's or maybe I don't know why, but our space in the exhibition is a very central one. So it's when you come in, you just pass it on the left side, and then you go into it, and when you leave the exhibition, you pass on the other side, and it's very symmetrical. And I interpret this as a kind of clue that, for example, you perceive light only by opening your eyes. So this is kind of the eyeball, or the eye is something like the device which everybody can perceive the spectrum of light. If you close your eyes, it's dark. So this is very simple and very basic. And I think this is kind of when you enter the exhibition and you go through to one installation by Ingo Günther, where you have this strobe which leaves your shadow for several seconds or minutes in the space, and then you come and there is another flash which goes right into your eye, and this flash is more or less blinding you, but this flash is not blinding you in a harmful way, but it's absolutely, so that absolutely depicting your eyes. So this is, and then you go into the dark spaces and things like this. And I think it's more or less like a note. I see our work like kind of a note in the overall exhibition.
Yes, and Ingo Günther's project leaves after images, and ours too leaves after images, but inside, and our after images. Are the thoughts.
So I see it as a big challenge to make an exhibition not about pictures or something what we perceive, but about perception itself. So the great thing about this exhibition, as far as I saw right now, is that it makes you think a lot about the way you perceive things. And not the things themselves are important to put in display in this exhibition, but the way how our perception creates things interferes with the outside world, and etc. And many works in this exhibition, I guess, deal kind with the concept of camera obscura, which also our work does. So you're not entering a white room, a white cube, but you're entering black cubes, on which you don't see images on the wall, but you see something which is outside of this. Either outside of the room or inside yourself. I think this exhibition is a great possibility to look into oneself.